talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment. And it's going to be very interesting today. So grab the cup of coffee, sit down, a lot of great information. What are we talking today, Erin?
Yeah, good morning, Colleen. Thank you for having me today. And I thought today we'd talk about what to pack in your carry-on bag, mainly for flights and especially for those long-haul flights as well.
That's a great topic, Erin, and I know that our listeners will love to hear all the tips and ideas you have. So, Erin, in your mind, what are the most important items people have to remember to pack in their carry-on bag?
Yeah, Colleen, I think above all, the number one item is your passport, if you're travelling internationally, and a government-issued ID, such as a driver's licence or a proof of age card, if you're travelling domestically within Australia. So along with your passport or your ID, I would also ensure that people travel with their actual travel documentation, whether that's printed documents, which are, you know, tangible, or electronic documents. And I always actually provide my clients with both a printed set and an electronic set of documents so that they always have a backup to take with them. I also always keep a copy of them if they need them while they're travelling. And that way they can also provide their family with copies of the documents or electronic versions as well. So included in your travel documents, there should be a copy of your travel insurance policy along with the emergency assistance card, any credit cards and copies of those, international funds and any other important documents that travellers may need during their journey. So with international travellers, I also advise that they carry any travel visas on board with them. So these are any visas that they might need to enter certain countries, and they should be kept in a safe and secure place along with their passport. And another really important item that some people sometimes forget is I always advise my clients to carry on any medication that they require on a regular basis, and also the scripts for those medications, because, you know, there are occasions while travelling when you need to get a refill and there's no doctors available. So you always carry your scripts, because more often than not around the world, a pharmacist will be able to refill that script for you.
Great advice there, Erin. I do that and always take any medications with me. And it's also great to know that you provide your clients with both printed and electronic documents. They're very important.
Yeah.
I always carry my important travel documents in a travel pouch, but I'm sure you provide your clients with probably something a little bit better than that, a document wallet or something.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Now, what about what people are not allowed to carry on in their hand luggage?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know we're talking about what to take in your carry-on today, but also just as important is what not to take. So firstly, all sharp items are prohibited on both domestic and international flights. So no scissors, tweezers or knives. That's very important to know. And then you've got LAGS, which is the liquids, aerosols and gels restrictions for Australia on international flights. So for Australia, that's nothing over 100 mils or 100 grams can be carried on or off international flights that travel in and out of Australia. So probably a lot of people are saying, what are LAGs? Liquids are known as a substance that is liquid when it's at room temperature, so beverages or toiletries. Aerosols are a substance that are kept in a container under pressure, such as deodorants and hairsprays. And a gel is a jelly-like substance, such as food, beverages or toiletries. So Australia restricts the quantity of liquids, aerosols and gels, or LAGs, that you can carry on board international flights. And these restrictions apply when travelling in and out of Australia internationally. And I actually always provide my clients with further details about these LAGs restrictions, actually a printout that they can have a read of, and just to understand it a little bit more. And so domestically in Australia, there's no restrictions on liquids in carry-on. However, all aerosols must have a lid or a lock to carry them on domestic flights.
That's really extremely important information, Erin. And talking about knives and everything, I was caught once with a metal nail file.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
And they went, no, in the bin.
Well, you do. Like, I think my mum had an oyster shucker in her handbag randomly. You know, so it's things that you just don't think of. So always be mindful before you travel and check your handbags and things like that.
Right. Now let's take a short song break and get Swept Away by Harry Nilsson. Everybody's Talking. And that was, of course, Harry Nilsson, Everybody's Talking. And welcome back, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And we're talking about what to pack in your carry-on bag. And, Erin, what are your packing tips when packing a carry-on bag? That's what I want to know. My number one tip is to take some antibacterial hand wipes to wipe the seat, the armrest, the table, the screen, the remote.
All of it.
Before you take off. I read that somewhere, and I do it faithfully.
Yeah. That's a great idea, Colleen. I do something quite similar. I have a little packet of wet ones that I take with me. I need to be a bit more diligent like you, though, and wipe everything, I think. I don't wipe enough. But, yeah, after years of travelling myself, both domestically and internationally, and also my history working for the airlines, I think I can safely say I have quite a thorough carry-on packing list with some items and things that I certainly never travel without. So just to name a few, so bear with me, I obviously always carry all of my travel documents, including my passport and a few pens, because there's forms that you do need to fill out along the way. And I also always ensure that my laptop or my iPad or whatever devices I have are fully charged before I travel, because sometimes at security they'll actually ask you to turn them on just to double check for safety and security reasons that they are what they are. And I always carry external hard drives with movies and books and TVs, again, my mobile phone with a backup battery pack and chargers for all my devices. I've got my own set of noise-cancelling headphones that I pretty much never leave home without. I love them. A really soft and comfy pashmina, and I know you mentioned that you carry that on a pashmina as well. So, you know, it doubles not only as a fashion item, but also as a blanket when you're on a cold plane. And you can also roll it up and use it as a pillow as well, which is great. And I've got a small, clear toiletry bag that I carry on board, and that's where I keep all my toiletries, obviously everything under 100 mils. So in that little bag, I include things like facial wipes, a rose water facial spritzer, nourishing face moisturiser, lip balm, eye drops, toothbrush, toothpaste, wet ones. I also have a little migraine stick that has got some peppermint and some really calming natural oils that helps if you get like a little headache on board the plane. Mm-hmm. I also carry earplugs and a sleeping eye mask. It's really good on long-haul flights. And I actually, on long-haul flights, take an entire change of clothes just in case my checked baggage item doesn't make it at the other end. Or if I spill something on myself during the flight, I've got a backup. And a really important one is an empty water bottle that, once I clear through security and customs in whichever airport I'm travelling from, more often than not, there are water bubblers which have free filtered water, and they're located just near the amenities at all the airports around the world, and you can fill your water bottle up then and take it on the plane. And last but not least, any medications that I might need for that flight, so headache tablets, melatonin, antihistamines, nose sprays, and so on and so forth. There's always some other things that I might throw in, but it really depends on the flight time and the destination that I'm travelling to. So, for example, this weekend I'm travelling to Auckland, doing an educational trip with Grand Pacific Tours. It's only a 3-hour flight, so I'll only take a small shoulder bag with the bare necessities. So just my passport, laptop, travel documents, my headphones, and I'll take a really small, almost like a Ziploc bag, I suppose, for my toiletries for this trip, just with the bare essentials. And again, I'll take the empty water bottle. So again, like with domestic travel, I would also only take a small carry-on bag because you wouldn't really need any medications or a change of clothes, and you wouldn't need the same amount of toiletries. So it really just varies as to where you're going in the world.
Well, it does really, and your carry-on packing list is great, and some items that I had not thought of, Erin, yep. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you for today, Erin. You always provide our listeners with such valuable travel information and advice. And if any of our listeners would like any more information on today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427, or you can always Google Erin Beckford, Travel Managers. And thank you for today, Erin, and what can we look forward to during our next Talking Travel segment?
Yeah, thank you, Colleen. It's always good to give some advice and some information that on things
very
that
good.
I do quite often. But our next travel segment will be a joint segment with the Telstra store at Salamander Bay, and we'll be discussing how to stay connected while travelling. And that segment will be on Thursday, the 14th of June, just after 10:30, same as today. But the reason our next segment is nearly a month away, is because on Thursday the 31st of May, I will be in Newcastle attending a Viking Cruise Information Day from 10 a.m. So it's a public information session, and if any of our Port Stephens FM listeners would like some more information about these free information sessions, or would like to come with me and attend the sessions, they're more than welcome to contact me on 1300 655 427, and I can get their details.
Oh, thanks, Erin. That's great. And we've learnt so much today, and I'm going to definitely add a few things to my carry-on bag. But I agree with you, spare clothes.
Yes.
You know, a shirt, you know,
yeah,
the whole bit, because if you just don't know, if they go missing, you're